Today's daf is Kinim/Tamid daf Chafhei. We finish up Maseches Kinim on Chafhei Amid Aleph and begin Maseches Tamid Mirtz Hashem on Chafhei Amid Beis. Just one quick thing. I mentioned at the beginning of Shir yesterday that my father-in-law has given Shiurim and White Yitzhorah on Maseches Kinim. I got a few emails yesterday. Who's your father-in-law? Where are these Shiurim? His name is Dr. William Gewurz, and the Shiurim are all on White Yitzhorah under Maseches Kinim. So if you want a real understanding of Maseches Kinim, want to look more into it, good place to start. Okay, let's pick up now. Kinim daf Chafhei Amid Aleph. We've already completed all of the different permutations of birds and mistakes that could be made and all of those halachos. So Chazal gave us a little bit of a breather in the last amud of Kinim. Amr Bishua Zeu Shamru Kushu Chai Kolo Echadu Kushu Meis Kolo Shiva. Similar to the last case that we had, that the woman messed up, and because she forgot everything and the kohen forgot everything, she has to bring so many more animals than she initially was required to bring. So just like there was a tremendous growth in the number of animals that she had to bring after she already brought a couple of karbanos, so too we have this concept that sometimes an animal is worth so much more as when it's dead. It's able to not worth so much, it's able to accomplish so much more when it's dead than it was able to accomplish in its lifetime. You have an animal that in its lifetime, kolo echad, it makes one sound out of its mouth. It's only able to be audible in one way. But when it's dead, kolo shiva, it's able to make seven different sounds, because you can make all sorts of musical instruments out of the different parts of the animal. Ketzat kolo shiva, where do we find that it's able to make seven different sounds? So base karnav l'shtei chatzotzos, you take its two horns and you're able to make two trumpets out of the horns. If you look at Tosos points out that in the Gemara Menachos Daf Chaf Ches, shtei karnav l'shtei chatzotzos ba'akomet rabba amrinan shtei chatzotzos shol kesef ba'os vach amrinan dimikranim asuyos chatzotzos. Wait a second, asked Tosos, what were the chatzotzos made out of? Over here it sounds like they're made out of the horns of an animal, but in the Gemara Menachos it sounds like the chatzotzos were made out of kesef, which is made out of silver. So which is it? Says Tosos, Yeshlomer da'osum shoyu l'masa hamachanos b'yimei Moshe, dafka hayu shal kesef. Avalosum shahayu l'shira l'karbon hayu mikranim. The ones that were made for the machanos in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu to signify traveling and then ceasing to travel, that was made out of silver. But the ones that our Mishnah is talking about are the ones that would accompany the shir ala karbon, the ones that would accompany the singing of the leviim ala karbon. So that was made out of the horns of an animal. Inami chatzotzos tahacha hainu shufra. Or you could say, different possibility, is that when we say chatzotzos over here, we don't mean chatzotzos, we mean shofros. Midishtoni shemayu kedisa shili perik bam madlikin perik levagazel. This is one of those things whose names changed over the years, that they used to call, the Gemara in Sukkah says, what they used to call chatzotzos, they now call shofar, what they used to call shofar, they now call chatzotzos. So it could be that when the Mishnah over here says chatzotzos, it really means shofar. But okay, that's two kolos that it's able to make. You take the two horns and you're able to make something that emits sound, whether it's chatzot or shofar, whatever you want to call it. Shtei shokov, it's two thighs, l'shnei chalilim, could be hollowed out and made to use as two flutes. So that's another two sounds that it's able to make. Oro, the hide of the animal, l'tof, is able to be used as a drum. They're able to put it over a drum to use it as a drum. So that's a fifth sound that the animal makes. Meyav, its stomachs, l'nevalim, is able to be used as lyres, which is lyres. I don't know, the lyres, according to art school. So it's able to be used as another musical instrument. B'nei meyav l'kinoros, and the intestines can be used as harp strings. So all of these things make the different sounds, seven different sounds from the animal. The Eshomrim aft smaru lasos tcheles. And some say that not only that, but the wool could be used to make tcheles. So that's an eighth sound. How is tcheles a sound? Tcheles is wool that you dye a certain color, that you dye a bluish color. So if you look at the Mefarish in the third very wide line, aft smaru lasos tcheles nira da hanami shayich lekol sha'osin mimenu mi'il shekulo tcheles vaya pamul zav betoch harimonim kedetanim b'sof perak ha-mizbeach makadish. The me'il, which was made out of entirely tcheles, had bells on the bottom of it. V'tanakama lo chashav lei l'fi she'en emotzi ha-kol ki ma'pamon zav. V'tanakama doesn't count that because he says, no, it's not the tcheles that actually makes the sound, it's the pamon zav, it's the golden bells at the bottom that make the sound. So you can't call that the tcheles, you can't call that an eighth sound being made from the product of this animal. So that's the machlokas. Reb Shimon Akashi Omer, back in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Akashi Omer, Ziknei Amo Aretz, Kolzman Shemaskinim Daitem Mitrefes Aleihem. As discussion, what this last statement is doing over here. If we just wanted to be Messiah B'davar Tov, we could have been Messiah with the previous line. So some suggest that it's because Kinim is so difficult and so challenging, and you need a good amount of Chachma to be able to understand it. So Chazal are telling us that sometimes you have to wait till you get a little bit older and then you understand things a little bit better. If a person is Nama Aret, so as they get older, they become more confused. Elderly people become more confused, their minds are less clear. Shenemar, Mesir Safle Nemanim, the Tam Zekenim Yikach, like Rosh Baruch takes away the Tam Zekenim as they get older. Aval Ziknei Torah Enokain, but when it comes to Ziknei Torah, Ziknei Talmidei Chachamim, it works the opposite. El Kolzman Shei Maskinim, Daitan Misyasheves Aleihem. The older they get, the more miyushav, the more settled they are in their thinking, the more clear they are in their thinking. Shnemar v'yishishim chachma v'orech yamim tvuna. So in the older people there's chachma, and in the arichus yamim there's understanding. If you look at the mefarish of Shimon Akashi Omer, near the maisi hachmilsa shedomala shekmo shekshu meis koloshiva kmoke zikne torah kolzman shemeskinu ban lichos koch. So he says that the connection between this and the previous line is different. That the connection between this, it's not between this and the Masechta, it's just this and the previous line. That just like we said, that the animal, after it's no longer alive, it's able to produce more sounds. Similarly, when a Talmud Chacham gets older, even though you would think he should be weaker and his physical koach goes away, but nevertheless he's able to accomplish more, he's able to do more in terms of his thinking and his learning. So he's able to, it's counterintuitive, but he's able to have more das as he gets older. Okay, so one quick ha'ara on this last line when we say that Kolzman Shemaskinim Daitun Misyasheves Aleihem, the Ben Yoyada Misachas Shabbos and Daf Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph says that the emphasis over here is on the word kol. Kolzman Shemaskinim Daitun Misyasheves Aleihem, because there are two types of zikna. He says there's zikna merov yamim, zikna that comes just from a lot of days passing by, from a person becoming older on the calendar, and there's zikna merov amel v'tzar. People get old when they're under a lot of stress, a lot of amel the yagia, a lot of exertion, a lot of energy, a lot of pain that they have to go through. So he says that's the double meaning over here. It's kolzman shemaskinim, no matter how they are becoming old, whether their age is a result of just calendar days passing by, or their age is a result of amel v'tzar, daita misyasheves aleihem, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and they become much greater in their ability to think, and in their das, and in their life experience, and in their perspective that they're able to offer. The girs in the Gemara Shabbos actually is not daita misyasheves aleihem, but chachma mitosefes behem. So it's not about das, it's about chachma, and it's not about misyasheves, it's about mitosefes. That's how the Gemara Shabbos Kufnun Beis Amud Aleph has the girs. So the Maral explains that because the Maral in the Chiddush HaGadol Masechta Shabbos says that when a person gets old, the Chomer, the physical part of his body, becomes much weaker. And that's why the Koach HaSichli is Misgaber. That's why the intellectual side becomes stronger. Because when Ze Nofel, Ze Kam. He says there's a balance between the two. When one fails, the other rises. When a person loses the sense of Chumrius, the sense of strength, strength in his guf. So that's when it's going to be batal the nechla shachumri. Then the sichli is goes mala mala. And similarly, he says the hepech basically amaretz that their entire seichel is all gufni. It's all physical. Everything they do, everything they think about, is in the physical world. So they don't have a seichel anivdal. They don't have the kind of seichel that becomes stronger when you lose the physical. Adrabah, their seichel is tied to the physical because all they apply all their intellectual energy to accomplishing in the physical world and not to accomplishing in the spiritual world. So Mela, when their physical body becomes weaker, their seichel, which is connected to the physical, becomes weaker as well. That's how the Maharal understands this contrast between Siknei Amaretz and Siknei Talmidei Chachamim. Hadronach medvar muslikala meseches kinim. We now turn the page and move on to Meseches Tamid. Now Meseches Tamid deals primarily with the Seder Hakravas Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. What would the process be in the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar? The Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash was only done during the day, but the Karbanos that had a dam that was Nizrak during the day, you're allowed to be Maktir the Emurim until Alos HaShachar of the next morning, because by Kachim Halayla Holech Achar Yom. By Kachim the rule always is that it's night follows day, so the following night is considered to be part of the previous day. And the mission is going to begin with the mitzvah saseh that there be shmirah in the Mikdash. This mitzvah saseh of shmirah, Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah Shin Pei Ches, and the Rambam in the 8th parak of Beis HaBechira points out, is a mitzvah both on Kohanim and Levim. So our Mishnah, the Mishnah we're going to start with, and the Gemara becomes clear, it describes to us the different places where the Kohanim would be Shomer and where the Levim would be Shomer, and the Gemara describes what the sources are for these different locations, how they would be Shomer, and what they would do if they fell asleep during Shemira, what they would do to someone who fell asleep on the job. In the Mishnah, we're also going to see the different places where the Kohanim slept, and the differences between where the older Kohanim slept and where the younger Kohanim slept, what the Kohanim would do with their big day kuhuna while they slept, and what someone who was Tameh would do. And then we move on to going through the what happened Kodem HaShachar, how the Mamuna came in, how they did the Trumas HaDeshen, how they did the Sidur Atzei Ma'aracha, the arranging of the wood, and then we move on to the actual Avodas HaTamid, the burning of the actual Hakrava of the Tamid, the Nituach of the Tamid, the breaking it up to different parts, the Dishan Mizbech HaPnimi, and the Dishan Hadakas Chamesh Neros, and then we move on to the Ketores, and more Dishan, and the Hadaka of the Menorah, and then we describe the bringing of the Evarim to the top of the Mizbeach, the Birchas Kohanim, the Minchas Nesachim, Minchas Chavitin, Nisach Hayayin, Shir Shal Yom, and that's pretty much the Masechta. So let's start with the beginning, with the Shemira that they would do each night in the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Mishnah, Bishlosh Mekamos Kohanim Shomer Beis HaMikdash. There were three locations where the Kohanim would have to do Shemira in the Beis HaMikdash, and they were Beis Avtinas, Beis HaNitzotz, and Beis HaMokad. The three locations are called Beis Avtinas, Beis HaNitzotz, Beis HaMokad. So right away, first of all, in this first Amud over here, is it through? I didn't even look if it's through the entire Masechta. Yeah, it seems through the entire Masechta that there isn't Tosfos. You have Mefarish on both sides of the page. So yeah, looks like that's through the entire Masechta. So you have the Mefarish on both sides of the page. You don't have any classic Tosfos. So the Mefarish on the right side of the page over here, Mishloshim Mekamos, Mishum Deboi Lorui B'Maisa D'Tamir Avodas Kohanim, Nakat Tchila Shmirasan. Since this Masechta is going to be about the Avodas HaTamid, and Avodas HaTamid is with Kohanim, so we're going to describe the jobs of the Kohanim. So that's why we begin with the mitzvah of Shmirah that the Kohanim have, Umakom Shchivasan, and where they slept, Ad Shum Masadr Kol HaSeder Shabit Tchila Tovlin, Kasher Masudr B'Mishvah. Until we go through the whole process that would begin the process of bringing the Karban Tamid. Now says the Mefarish, in the Gemara we're going to derive from a pasuk that there is a mitzvah of Shmira in the Beis HaMikdash. Because had I not had a pasuk telling me that there should be guards by the Beis HaMikdash, I would have thought that we don't require guards. Why? Because what are we guarding? We're guarding that things shouldn't get stolen. Ein anius makom hashirus. What an interesting application of ein anius makom hashirus. Ein anius makom hashirus means that we don't go cheap in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything in the Beis HaMikdash, we act as if that money is not an object when it comes to the avodas Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. And if money is not an object, good, so let people steal stuff and we'll go and we'll replace it anyway. That's the application of ein anius makom hashirus. What do we need shomrim for? You don't need a security system. So if someone takes it, you'll replace it. V'gan v'klei HaMikdash yiknu acherim. If they steal the clay amygdash, we'll just buy other ones. I don't know, that's a difficult application of ein anius makom hashirus. Normally very rich people where money is not an object get fancy security systems, right? They don't just say, so let someone steal it and I'll replace it. But that's maybe difference between human beings and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about giving, but a human being, no matter how rich we are, we always prize our possessions. We always value our possessions. Umakom Shmirasan, let's leave out the rest of the Mefarish. So let's discuss a little bit this mitzvah of Shmira. There is a Machlokas Rishonim, the Ikur Din Shmira that the Kohanim have to do. What exactly is the Geder of this mitzvah Shmira? So we just saw the Mefarish that we learn the Ikra Chiv Shmir from a Pasuk, and it's a Chiddush, because had we not had the Pasuk, we would say, Eina Niyus Makom Hashirus. The Rambam writes, the Rambam, Beis HaBechira, Perches, Halacha Aleph, writes, Shmiras HaMikdash Mitzvah Saseh, Va'afal Pi She'in Sham Pachad Me'oivim, V'lo Milistim, She'in Shmiraso Ela Kavod Lo, Eino Dome Platron, She'esh Lov Shomrin, Platron She'in Lov Shomrin. So says the Rambam, we don't need Shmira for the typical reasons that you would have expected. So what would you have expected? What would we have assumed are the reasons for the Shmira? What exactly are we being Shomer for? Ram says, obviously the issue is people who are going to be violent and enemies who are going to attack. He says, the Beis HaMikdash doesn't require that because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't require a Shmira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shomer Yisrael and he could be Shomer as Mikdash as well. Why do we have the Shmira, says the Rambam? It's a cover to the Beis HaMikdash. It shows that we value the Beis HaMikdash, because if you have a place that has a Shomrim, it's Eino Doma, a palace that has Shomrim to a palace that doesn't have Shomrim. It's a much more dignified kind of palace when the palace has Shomrim. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Sechav Beis, also writes, Shetzivanu Lishmar HaMikdash V'lelecha Svivo Tamid L'chabdo L'romimo L'gadlo, that it's all a din in being Mechabe the Beis HaMikdash, that it's deserving of all sorts of extra honor. That's what he writes in the Perush HaMishnayis as well, that the Shmir is not Mishum Chashash Genavim, rather it's Mishum Kavod U Gedula. So that's how the Rambam always spells it out, that it's a din in showing honor to the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Kesef Mishnah writes that the Makar of the Rambam is a Sifri Zuta in Parshas Korach, that the Ikar Chavas Shmir is only for the cover of the Beis HaMikdash, that it's Gedula Hila Mikdash Sheyesh Lov Shomrim. However, Rashi Al HaTorah Bamidbar Paragimel Pasuk Vav, Rashi on the Torah sounds like the Ikar Chiv Shmira is Kadesh Lo Yikarev Zor LeMikdash, not just to give honor to the Mikdash, but to make sure that people who don't belong don't come into the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi writes, Lefi Sheshmiras HaMikdash Alav Shelo Yikrav Zor, Kemo Shneamar Atav V'Necho V'Savicha Itcha Tisu Esavon HaMikdash. So we see Dafka, that's why we have Shomrim, that a Zor should not enter. Interestingly, the Rambam in Chel Gimel of Mor Nevuchim adds that Shmiras HaMikdash is L'chabdo L'Rommo, and that Shelo Yaharsu HaSichlim, and also he says, Gamkein V'Tameim Elav Lo Be'Eis Aninus, to make sure that Tameim don't come in, make sure Onim don't come in, V'chein Kol Mi Shelo Rachatz Gufa Metumaso, make sure people who haven't been able to go to the mikveh yet, or whatever other things they need to do to make sure that it's okay for them to go into the Mikdash, to keep those people out. So even though the Rambam emphasizes in so many different places the Chabdol, the Romo, the Gedula, etc., he does sound a little bit like Rashi in Mor Nevuchim. So Rashi says that it's to keep a Zar out. The Rambam says not a Zar, it's to keep anybody who doesn't belong out, a Tamei out, an Onet, anyone who doesn't belong in the Beis HaMikdash. We actually needed to appoint Shomrim to make sure that anyone who doesn't belong isn't there. The Rush writes a different reason, that the Mitzvah Shiras HaMikdash is that we shouldn't have a Hesach HaDas during the entire day and night from the Beis Hamikdash, Shmartemus Mishmeres Habayis, that we have a requirement to always think about the Beis Hamikdash, and it's just our way of showing that that it's always on our mind, that the Mikdash is always on our mind. So three possibilities: L'gdula, L'ramma, or to guard it from people who don't belong, or to show our own attention and focus on the Beis Hamikdash. Now the Mefarish writes that the Kohanim would be shomer in Aliyos on a makom gavoa, in a high place, like all shomer ear, and the Mefarish writes over here bein beyom ubein belayla lo hayu shenim shoyu shomrim yom velayla. They would watch it day and night. Sounds like, according to the Mefarish, the mitzvah of Shemirah is not only a mitzvah at night, it's a mitzvah day and night. The Rambam, however, in Beis HaBechira Perches Halacha Beis now, goes on to say that this mitzvah of Shemirah is a mitzvah at night. He emphasizes Dafka at night. That's what he writes in Sefer Mitzvahs as well, in Los HaSei Samach Zayin, that someone who's mitzatzel and is not holich savva mikdash kol on laila is over Belos HaSei. That if you fail to be shomer the mikdash at night, it's a violation of Belos HaSei. In Mitzvah HaSei Chav Beis, the Rambam writes, Shetzivanu lishmar mikdash l'lecha svivo tamid. So a little bit of a different lashon. He doesn't say kala laila, he says tamid. Tamid implies bein bayom, bein belaila. It's both the mitzvah sase and the mitzvah lo sase. So it's interesting that in the lo sase, the Rambam says that it's the din in laila. In the mitzvah sase, he says tamid. So that's what they point out in the Reb Chaim Heller's girsa of the Rambam. Say for a mitzvah from the Ksav Yad, he has an earlier girsa of the Rambam where the Rambam writes in the mitzvah sase as well, he does have the word tamid, but right after the word tamid, he has two more words. Tamid kol halaila. Constantly through the night. So the Rambam is not a stira at all, you just have to have a correct girsa of the Rambam. So again, it seems clear, machlokas mefarish and the Rambam over here, where the mefarish says that the mitzvah is bein bayom, bein belayla, and the Rambam assumes that the mitzvah is only belayla, not bayom. The Sefer HaChinuch as well, the mitzvah Kuf Peches, right, that writes that the mitzvah is lecha savva mishkan tamid bechol layla velayla, ubekol halayla, every night and all night, but again only on nights. The Ravid comes up with a compromise sheet. The Ravid on Daf Chav Zayin is mechalik between the different places. There are some makomos where the chovas shmirah is bein biyom bein belayla, and other makomos where the mitzvah is only o bayom o belayla, one or the other. And the Ravid brings from Maharash Chassid, who has a smach to this from pasuk al chamasach Yerushalayim ifkadati shomrim kalayom v'kalalayla. So since the pasuk in Yeshaya says that on the walls of Yerushalayim I have established shomrim kalayom v'kalalayla, granted it's on the walls of Yerushalayim, but that's a smach to this idea that in the Mikdash also there are shomrim both biyom and belayla depending on the different locations. The Mishnah LeMelech is just medayik. The Mishnah LeMelech in the 8th parak of Beis HaBechira says that from the Mefarish it sounds that the Chavash Shmira is Biyom. He says it's a very strange shita of the Mefarish that the Chavash Shmira is Biyom, because the Be'er Sheva also says Davar Zeh Lo Hayav Lo Nivra, that there would be Chavash Shmira Biyom. Why would there be a Chavash Shmira Biyom? There's no threat during the day. Under broad daylight people don't come in and attack and do anything, so why would there be a Chavash Shmira Biyom? So the Milchas Chinuch says he doesn't understand what's the difficulty. Adraba, what's the point of the Shemirah? The Rambam emphasizes the point of the Shemirah, lefa'er, leromeim, beis Hashem, to glorify the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not to protect from ganavim and listim, so enachinami. If it were to protect from ganavim and listim, so then you're right, it doesn't make sense to have Shemirah during the day. It's not necessary. There's so many people around during the day, you don't have to worry about ganavim and listim. You only have to worry at night. But that's not what the point was. The point was to show our fondness and our kavod for the beis Hashem. So that makes sense to do all the time. That makes sense to do bein beyom bein belayla. Now one could argue in defense of those who of the Mishnah LeMelech and the Be'er Sheva, one could argue that the point of the Shemirah is to show our kavod. How do we show kavod? By treating it like something that we're trying to protect, meaning not by just stam having shomrim doing nothing, but by treating it ki'ilu as something that we're trying to protect, even though we have the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's really protecting it, but only when we treat it like something that requires protection is that the mitzvah of Shemirah Shmira. Chavetz Chaim in Zavach Todah just says that according to the Shita and Rishonim, that the Chiv of Shmira is to prevent, like the Rashi says, to prevent Zarim, or like the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, to prevent Temeim from going into the Mikdash. So then you understand very well why you need Shmira both by Yom and Belayla, right? If it's to prevent people who not people who are a threat to the Mikdash, but people who just don't belong in the Mikdash, so they could certainly come in under broad daylight. So we need Shmira to make sure that we ascertain that everybody is tar, that everybody who comes in belongs there. So that makes plenty of sense that it should be both Yom Babalaila. The Rashash just points out, this Rashash is not here, is a Rashash in Maseches Midos, on the first Mishnah of Midos, that Lemaisa, you could ask, how could it be that there's a Chava Shmira Gambi Yom? The Iker Makar for the Chava Shmira, we're going to see in the Gemara, we learn from Shmiras HaMikdash Al Yidei Aaron Ubanav. And in the Mikdash, the Kohanim were required to do the Iker Avoda. In the Midbar, who were the Kohanim? Only Aaron Uvanav. That's all you really had to do the Avoda. So there's no way that they were able to be Shomer the Mikdash during the day, because that was the Shas Avoda. They were the only ones able to do the Avoda. So they were busy with Avoda the whole day. So it has to be that the very source from where we learned Shmira was only Shmira Belayla. There could not have been Shmira Beyom in the Mishkan. That's Rosh Hashas Kashas. So how could you say that there's Shmira Beyom? What about Bizman Azeh? Is there still the din of Shmira on the Makom HaMikdash? We don't have a Mikdash. I'm not talking about a Mikdash Ma'at. That's a different issue, whether you need Shmira on a Mikdash Ma'at, whether you need the guards with the earpieces outside of every Mikdash Ma'at. But the Sefer HaChinuch writes that there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash is no Ibekan Melvim HaZacharim UBezman HaBayis Bulvad, but only during the Zman HaBayis. Now the Avnei Nezer has a, in Shuvas in Yardei Chelik Beis in Taf Mem Tes, has a correspondence with Rav Meshel Gelbstein. Rav Meshel, I don't know who that was, but Rav Meshel Gelbstein, Zichron Levracha, writes to the Avnei Nezer to prove with many rayos that what the Sefer HaChinuch says, that the mitzvah of Shmir doesn't apply nowadays, is not muskum in all the Rishonim, and since the Kedushas HaMikdash is lo batal liyasad lavo, so b'zman hazeh, there's a din of Shmiras HaMikdash as well. So this is Nogei L'maisa. To what extent do we have to protect the Mikdash? And what are we protecting it from? Meaning, are we even able to accomplish this? We're protecting it that Zarim and people who don't belong shouldn't be there? Well, that's certainly not being done. There are plenty of people that don't belong that are there every single day. So what is it, just Tam, that we should have Shmira there to show that we love it and show that we care for it? So then maybe we talk Armakai in that mitzvah nowadays. So the Avnei Nezer says that Be'emes, if Shmiras HaMikdash is to protect it from Temeim, so it could be that there is such a din of Shmira B'zman HaZeh, where just L'maisa, it's not possible to do it. Meaning, if the point of the Shmira is to protect it from Temeim, if it's to show cover for the Beis HaMikdash, he says he's not sure that it would apply nowadays, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, even though the Makom is still Kadosh. But if it's to protect it from Temeim, from people who don't belong coming in, it could very well be that we do have a din of Shmira B'zman HaZeh. But the Maisa, we can't do it, because the Rambam writes that the Shmiras HaMikdash is considered an Avoda, and the only people that could do the Avoda are people who are not Tamei Mesim, but we're all Tamei Mesim Bizman HaZeh, and therefore we're unable to do the mitzvah of Shmira. So as much as we could have helicopters around, and we could have snipers and whatever, and guards all around, so it's that's not the mitzvah of Shmira. The mitzvah of Shmira is to do it dafka with people who are not Tamei Mesim. In the Amvud de Sefri, he writes that since the Ikar Din Shmira is mibifnim, the Gemara is going to say the Ikar Din Shmira is in the Beis HaMikdash, so now we're all Tamei Mesim, it's not possible that we could have Shmira bimifnim. A Tamei is also the Kandas Hashem. The Shmira Salavim, which is Bechutz, is only Tafel to the Ikar Mitzvah Shmira, which is Shmira Sakohanim. So even if you want to say, okay, let's at least do the Shmira Salavim, which you could do Bechutz, so you just have to be on Har HaBayis, you don't need to be in the actual Mikdash. So in Har HaBayis, theoretically, we'd be able to go if we could get rid of our Tumas Ziva, which many hold that you can just by going to the mikveh, and you're not going to be a Zav anymore. So there are those that hold you can go on Har HaBayis, even though I think the majority of the Gedolei Harabanim of the last generation and this generation hold not that way, but there are those that hold that you can go on Har HaBayis because you can get rid of Tumas Ziva, so maybe that we should do. So he said, no, you can't do that either, because that's only Tafel to the mitzvah of Shmira of the Kohanim. So if you don't have the Shmira of the Kohanim, then you don't have the Shmira of the Levium either. So now the Mishnah identifies the three different places where they would do the Shmira. They would have the Beis Haftinas, Beis HaNitzotz, and Beis HaMokad. Just one word about the Beis HaMokad before we move on. The Rishonim write, the reason it's called Beis HaMokad was because there was a fire there that was constantly lit. And that's why it was called Beis HaMokad, the place where they had the fire. The question is, why did they have a fire there? It's Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi in Masechah Shabbos writes that in Daf Yutesim and Beis that they made this fire because the Kohanim would go barefoot in the Beis HaMikdash because they weren't allowed to have any chatzitza between their feet and the floor of the Azara. The Azara was made of marble floor, so it was cold. And in order to warm themselves up after walking on a cold floor, they would go to the Beis HaMokad where there was this fire, and that would help them warm up. However, Tosfos in Meseches Yuma and Daf Tezvavim and Beis quotes from the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, and all this is in the Mefarish here as well, that there was a madura there to take fire for the Eish HaMizbeach. It wasn't because just the Kohanim were cold, but it was to be able to supply fire for the Eish HaMizbeach. Even though the Mizbeach didn't require our fire, because there was an Eish that came down min HaShemayim, but there's still a mitzvah lahavi min HaHedyot. Sometimes, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do something as well. So there's a mitzvah lahavi min HaHedyot for us to bring our own fire. And the Shnei Maduros, they had two Maduros there in case one of them went out, so the other one was available as well. So that was Beis HaMokad. So let's see Vayter in the Mishnah now. So they had these showroom in these three different places. Beis Haftinas and Beis HaNitzotz Hayu Alios. In Beis Haftinas and Beis HaNitzotz, there were these upper floors that they would do the Shmira from. They wouldn't do the Shmira from the ground, they would do the Shmira from a higher place. Haruvim Shomrim Sham, and Beis HaMokad Kippa. The Ruvim, which were the young Kohanim, would be the Shomrim in that place. And the Beis HaMokad was shaped like a kippa, like a dome. But let's focus on this for a second. These youngsters, how young were these youngsters, these Rubim that were guarding? So if you look at the Mefarish says that these Rubim were Katanim, right? He says that Reuben Shomer Shom on the right side of the page, Reuben Kari Kohanim Shlo Yigiu Adayin Lasos Avoda. They weren't able to do the Avoda yet. Kigon Pchusim Yud Gimel Shana. Who can't do the Avoda? Kids who aren't Bar Mitzvah yet. Kimo Vayigdal Anar V'Rava Ravya Ulefisha Adayin Lo Yigiu Lasos Avoda Avdin Lo Shomerim Shalosin Shicholin Lavod Ein Rotsin Lishmar. Those who were able to do the Avoda didn't want to do the Shmir. It was beneath them. They were able to do the Avoda already. Vod Hol Yicholin Lavod Einon Manich Nosin Lishmar. Not only did they not want to, we wouldn't want them to. People who are eligible to do the Avodah, let them do the Avodah. People who can't do the Avodah, so let them do what they can do. Let them do Shmira. Meaning if you have a job that is kosher to have done by a Katan, so good, Adrabba, let a Katan do it. The Mishnah Berurah writes that way about Galila in Shuls. He says it's a good idea to give a Katan Galila, because Katan, if he's able to do something, so let him get involved in that which he's able to get involved in, that's proper Chinuch. That's what the Mishnah says. But the Achronim will ask on this Mefaresh, how could it be that the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash, mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, and you're letting it be done by Ketanim? How is it possibly a kiyum of a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa by letting Ketanim do the Shmira? Mishnah Melech says, and don't tell me that the Levim who were doing their Shmira at least were Gedolim, and that's where the Beis HaMikdash was really being guarded, because there's a mitzvah Shmira b'Kohanim also. Don't just rely on the Levim, the Kohanim should be doing Shmira also. And he says, also don't tell me that the Beis HaMokad had Gedolim, and maybe the Shmira was done by the Gedolim and the Beis HaMokad, because we're going to learn that there's a mitzvah in a Torah to have Shmira b'Gimel Mekomos. You need Shmira in all three places. So the Minchas Chinuch writes that he doesn't understand what's so difficult about this. The mitzvah Shmira was a din that the Beis Din has to make sure that there are Kohanim that are being Shomer. The Etzim HaShmira could be Mekuyim Alidei Kohanim, Alidei Ketanim, because the Beis Din just has to see to it that there are people that are being Shomer. He says, I'll give you a mashal. For instance, there's a mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. A real mitzvah Seda Raisa, to eat Kachim. Are you allowed to have Ketanim eat Kachim? Absolutely yes. Ketanim are allowed to eat Kachim. Ah, it's mitzvah Seda Raisa. How can you let it be done by Ketanim? No, you just have to make sure that the kachim is nechal, that the kachim gets eaten by kohanim or tahar, and the ketanim count also. So that's fine. Meaning it's not that they're the ones doing the mitzvah. Our mitzvah is to make sure that it gets done, and it can be done al yedei ketanim as well. That's what he writes. So he says the mitzvah shmiri you can be mekayim if, and it says the minchas chinuch weiter, if you can be mekayim al yedei katan, mistami you can be mekayim al yedei cheresh v'shota as well, which is quite a chiddush, because you might argue that a cheresh v'shota are simply incapable of shmira. How could they be shomer? A katan can scream when he sees something, can be trained to watch, but a cheresh and a shota, one would imagine, is not even capable of doing the actual maisa mitzvah of shmira. But that's a minchas chinuch chiddush. The Be'er Sheva has a totally different approach. He says he doesn't understand the Gemara in Chulin. There's a whole sugya in Meseches Chulin and Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Machlokes between Rabbi and Chamim. When can Kohanim do the Avoda? Is it at the age of 20 or at the age of Bar Mitzvah? And he says the Ikar LaHalacha is that Kohanim really are only able to do the Avoda once they hit the age of 20. So he says much more mistaver to say that when we say that there are young Kohanim who are busy over here doing the Shmira because they can't do the Avoda, we're not talking about kids below the age of Bar Mitzvah, like the Mefarish says. No, we're talking about kids below the age of 20, when they're not yet able to do the Avoda, but they're over the age of Bar Mitzvah. And that's what the Piskei Tosfos writes, that the Kohen HaPachos Miben Esrim, who's not Kashal Avoda, so he's the one, that's the Ruvim who we're talking about. Those are the youngsters that we're talking about that do the Shemira instead. Okay, Vaitu in the Mishnah, Beis HaMokad Kippa, the Beis HaMokad was made like a dome. Ubayis Hagadol Hayamukaf Ruvdin Shel Evan, and it was surrounded by these ledges of stone. Rashi says Davar Bolit Minachama, something that would protrude, Mefarish rather, something that would protrude from the wall. And he said the reason they were it was made this way was so that they could use that to climb up onto their beds, which were in the walls. The beds were like these cavities in the wall, so they had these ledges to be able to climb up the wall to go into their beds. Ziknei Beis Av Yishenim Sham, and the elder Kohanim of that Beis Av, whose job it was to do the Avodah that week in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where they would sleep. Umaftechos ha'azara biyadam, and they would have it, so the Kohanim who did the Avodah didn't go home at night. If that was their week, they were there for the week. They wouldn't go home at night. The Maftechos ha'azara they would hold in their hands, so if someone would try to take it out of their hands, they'd wake up. Pirchei Kuhuna ish kisto ba'aretz, the Pirchei Kuhuna would sleep with their clothing on the ground, their kesses on the ground, meaning their pillows on the ground. Lo yushenim b'bigdei kodesh, now they wouldn't sleep wearing bigdei kodesh. Elo hayu poshtinu manichnos entachas rasheim umiskasin b'ksos atzman. What they would do is they would take their bigdei kuhuna, they would fold it up and put it underneath their head as like a pillow, and they would use their own clothing as a cover to protect their bodies. They would use their own clothing. Okay, then the Mishnah goes on to describe what happens if someone became tamei, if they're sleeping there. So then you have obviously some incidents of balkeri, that it's likely that someone might become a balkeri over the course of the night. So yira keri la'echad mehen, if someone became a balkeri, yotzi v'holich lo b'mesiba ha'alechas l'tach sabira, they would go in these tunnels underneath the Beis HaMikdash, v'neiros dolken mikana mikan, and in these tunnels they would have light from candles or torches lit on either side, Adju magia le beis hatvila, until they would get to the beis hatvila. Umadura hisasham, and there was a madura there as well. There was a fire there as well. Ubeis hakisei shel kavod, and there was also a beis hakisei shel kavod. There was a bathroom there that was a very respectable bathroom. Zeh hayikvoda, what made it so respectable? Matzo nol yodaya sheyesh sham adam, pasuach miyodaya sheyesh sham adam. There was a door with a lock, so if it was locked, someone was in there. If it wasn't locked, nobody was in there. So it was a very respectable bathroom. So he would go into the mikvah, come out, dry up, and he'd be able to warm up after the tevila from the Yesha Madur. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get more into that tomorrow. We'll finish up the Mishnah, see the Gemara tomorrow, Be'ezra, Hashem, Yisparach. Okay.